Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all minds, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. tonight. First of all, I want to welcome everyone who's tuning in tonight. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right? Right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, April 20th, 2021, Revolutionary Life is having a revolutionary conversation, as we have every night. You see, Revolutionary Life looks at all kinds of aspects of our daily life, the things that keeps us going. And we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. You don't get to hear that, I don't think, on the news. Anyway, right now, today, we're into a deep subject, or one that I think is paramount for all of us. And it's called beliefs. The topic is what you believe can heal you or kill you. So what do you believe? Are you healing or are you dying? It might be time to examine what we believe. So tonight, guys, we're going to do a presentation tonight. We're going to have a great presentation tonight on beliefs. In fact, belief systems. As a matter of fact, it says all BS. It's all belief systems. It's all belief systems. What you believe. So I want to ask you that question. I want you to think about that question. Seriously. Because belief seems to be very effective at messing with you. Your belief seems to be scientifically, clinically, what you believe can kill you. What you believe can make you poor. What you believe can make you sick. What you believe can hurt you. What you believe can make you suffer. It turns out. And it turns out that what you believe can heal you. It turns out that what you believe can make you happy. It turns out that what you can believe can make you healthy. It turns out that what you believe can make you successful, abundant, wealthy. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is yours under certain beliefs. So tonight, if that's true, guys, and it looks like it is, we're going to talk about that tonight. That's clinically, scientifically proven already, I guess. But we're going to talk about it tonight and ask you to look around and tell me, is it time to examine what you believe? Is it time to examine your own BS, your belief system? So what do you believe? Let's have fun with this tonight, guys. Let's try to look at what we believe tonight and how it's affecting our lives tonight. Does it affect our lives? Can you believe anything you want that don't have any effect on you? Wrong. I got scientific proof. And we're going to do some of that tonight. All right? So I want everybody to hang in there. And tonight, we're going to ask the question, what you believe can heal you, what you believe can kill you, and we're going to ask the question, so what do you believe? Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Revolutionary Life tonight. My name is Gary, and tonight, this is a call-in show, guys. So at a certain point tonight, I'm going to announce the call-in section, give out that number, that call-in number, if you don't already see it there on our site, and I will open up my chat room. So if you have questions or comments, you can always come into the chat room and drop them off in the chat. If you want to come on the air, though, all you got to do is call that call-in number. You come right onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. All right. Listen for that call-in session. But we will begin with the topic, I want you to get ready for it because it's coming when I come back, of the placebo effect. And then you tell me if belief don't affect your life. I'll be back in a minute. Listen to Revolutionary Life. April 20th, 2021. And you can believe that. Is it all BS? Is it all just BS? I believe it is. And that BS is belief systems. I believe what you believe can heal you. And I know what you believe can kill you. So maybe we need to be examining what the hell it is we believe. Look around you. You like what you see? Okay. If you don't, what do you believe about your health, wealth, and welfare? We're going to talk about that tonight, guys, on Revolutionary Life. Tonight, we're going to say what you believe can heal you or kill you, and we're going to ask the question, so what do you believe? And now, I told you just a minute ago when I left here that I was going to talk about something called a placebo effect, P-L-A. CEBO, placebo effect. And because I want to start out with I don't want to start out with any new age mental stuff, all right? I want to start out with scientific fact that scientists all agree. All right? So you can go look it up and you'll see the doctors agree that this exists. I ain't make this up. I ain't pull it out of that air. All right. So what is a placebo effect? Many of you have heard of this before. The placebo effect is like you give somebody a drug. Well, you tell them you give them a drug. Say they're in a clinical trial and they're trying out everybody's trying out this new drug. Well, maybe you secretly give one person a fake drug, say a sugar pill, just a pill full of sugar, a capsule full of sugar. They don't know the difference. They're just going to swallow it like you tell them to, right? They think they're taking a drug. And then at the end of the trial, they got healthy and thanked the doctor and told them that was real good. All the tumors are gone. There's no more signs of cancer in my body. That medication really worked. Guys, and there are instances of this where they had to tell the person later. Maybe they never had to tell the person. Truth doesn't matter. But I happened to do, and when doing the research on this, I happened to see a particular doctor who purposely wanted, who made a film because he purposely wanted to go back and talk to these patients of his. And so it was 5 years later. He didn't go back right away and tell them, aha, you took a sugar pill. 5 years later, he went back to them to tell them that I wanted to tell you that the medicine you took was a placebo. I wanted to tell you that the surgery I did on your knee, I told you I was going to let you watch on the video up there. Well, while you was watching, I slipped in a DVD. And so you were actually watching a film of me doing surgery, not actual surgery on your knee. So he had a park set up and a park bench and everything. And they brought the cameras and he met with each individual patient and they all loved him. They all came up and shook his hand and hugged him because they're all better. One from Great Depression. One was in a deep depression. The other guy was just a guy who couldn't walk down the street. His knees just killed him. He couldn't even walk to the store. And he walked to that meeting into that park and sat on that bench with that doctor to discuss this issue. And the doctor told him, I didn't do a surgery on your knee. He said, oh, yeah, I saw you doing. He said, no, you were looking at the videos. You were looking at the monitor. While you were looking at the monitor, I put a DVD in of a previous knee surgery. This guy said, I'm walking better than I ever have. I just get out and walk to the store and round the block and da-da-da-da-da. I used to couldn't do that. And I credit you for that. And so the doctor said, well, I had to come back and tell you that I didn't do anything. I put an incision in your knee and sewed it back up. And so he meets with about three or four people, patients. They all love him for healing them. But 5 years later, he meets with them to tell them that it was a placebo effect, that they believed they were being healed, and they were healed. So he experimented more with this, and he turns out that most drugs for depression, was Adderall, some of these drugs for depression, guys. He says that most of these depression drugs are placebos. In fact, in the United States, they're not doing very much study in placebo. Since I teach a foreign language, so it allows me to gather information from other tongues, other languages, and other countries. And so I found that in Central and South America, in Mexico, they have been experimenting even more with placebo than we have here. And in fact, they've discovered they've introduced a term down there that they call nocebo. Okay, so that's placebo, placebo. And now there's something called nocebo, nocebo. So what is nocebo? The researchers down there said just like the placebo can heal you because you believe you took a medication that was just a sugar pill, but you believed you was taking the medication, then your belief can kill you. We call it nocebo. You can hurt yourself. You can make yourself sick. You can make yourself suffer for longer than you really have to suffer. You can make pain deeper, excruciating, that would ordinarily not be so painful in any other person. You can hurt yourself by what you believe. So they call it nocebo. Placebo, you can heal yourself. Nocebo, you can destroy yourself. And the only difference, baby, is what you believe. Because it's still a sugar pill. There's no medication. There's no operation. That's just your belief. And now, also the research says that hypodermics, if they give you a shot, it's a little bit more convincing than giving you a pill nowadays. Because most people are finding out about sugar pills, and it used to be you could give them a pill, then you had to give them a capsule to have a strong placebo effect where they really believed it, a red capsule, a red and white capsule or something like that. Now they say the most effective placebo effect, you can get the most effective placebo effect in these clinical trials if you use a hypodermic. People really believe that when you shoot them, when you jab them, when you shoot something in that needle in their arm, it hurts. They really believe they got something that time. Now, y'all don't hear me, do you? Y'all don't hear me. When they shoot you in your arm, they say, in the research done down in Mexico, they say that the best placebo effect is achieved, not by a pill anymore. The best placebo effect is by surgery or an injection. An injection, a hypodermic, a needle, will make you believe you just took something that may just be sugar. Y'all don't hear me. I ain't gonna talk about the COVID vaccine till I get back, but I want y'all to think about that. And I'll be back. Revolutionary Life. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome back to Revolutionary Life, and this is Gary speaking, and tonight we're just talking about BS tonight, belief system. What do you believe? We put forth the title tonight for this presentation as what you believe can heal you and what you believe can kill you. What you believe can raise you up, make you healthy, and what you believe can make you sick. And I told you this ain't about new age, new world spirituality. This is about scientific fact. There is an effect that I explained earlier called the placebo effect. In fact, there is an opposite effect called the nocebo effect. The placebo effect finds its name, its label, is a label for an effect that occurs in a clinical trial where one of the subjects in the trial is given a sugar pill but never told they're given sugar. They are told they're given the same medication that the trial is about or the same operation or whatever that everybody else is getting. But their pill is filled with sugar. Everybody else got the medication. And then at the end of the trial, some of these people get healthy. Some of these people's diseases go away. And they call it the placebo effect. Let me tell you something. Every clinical trial that a pharmaceutical conducts, just about, every clinical trial, certainly for prescription medication, many of these clinical trials have a placebo group. So they have a double blind. Double blind means the people administering the drugs to the volunteer subjects and the volunteer subjects are both blind as to which drug is the placebo, which drug has just got sugar in it, because they all look alike. They're all the same pill, they're all the same capsule, or you get the same shot, or what looks like the same shot. The person who administers the shot doesn't know. The person who getting the shot doesn't know. Your nurse doesn't know. The shot clinic doesn't know. Guys, I want you to look around and make sure you ain't in a double blind experiment. But a double blind experiment is characterized by the fact that those who are overseeing the project knows, but the nurses or assistants who are administering the drug to the subjects in the test does not know which one of those drugs are the placebo. It's just like a firing squad. In a firing squad, if they line you up with seven guys and put you out in front, all seven of those guys got blanks in their gun except one. Aim, fire, boom. Somebody killed that man, but don't nobody know who. And so in a double-blind experiment, the people administering the drug don't know which drug is a placebo, and the people getting it don't know. In fact, I don't even know if they know a placebo is going to be administered. However, there's three groups, guys. There's the people who take the drug in these clinical trials. Now, keep in mind, let me back up a minute. These clinical trials go on today. These clinical trials had to go on with the COVID vaccine drugs and drugs that were coming out to deal with COVID. They had to go through clinical trials like I am describing to you. You can go on clinicaltrials.gov and get those clinical trials. Yes, sir. Well, some of you got prescription medicine. When you go get a brand new bottle of strips and medicine, when you open it up, if it's pills or something, when you open it up, there's cotton in there, and then there may be a fold-up piece of paper down in there. You unfold that piece of paper that's in there, and on that piece of paper could very well be the results of the clinical trials this drug was taken through. And for you to read, most people don't. But if you unfold that little piece of paper, that note that comes inside of that medicine bottle or with that medicine bottle, it could be taped to the side or something, that drug, just read it. And you look for the area on it that says clinical trials. Hell, if you use Nicorette, or what is that smoke thing that you things you use is Nicorette. You'd use to stop smoking. Some of those things. Always look up side effects on those things. However, you also can find the clinical trials and those pieces of paper that comes with those drugs. And or come online and go to clinicaltrials.gov, and you can find federally funded trials. You can find the results of those trials. You can find who did them, what company, what drug. And so there's a list of them that was done on COVID during the development of the vaccine. You can go look at those clinical trials, guys. Some of them are complete. Some of them are not. And some of them are trying to recruit you to a new one, if you're interested. And so it's a thing. Placebo is in fact required. So when you have a clinical trial, you want to get your drug out on the market. Well, let me give you some news here, guys, in case you haven't heard of this. The Federal Drug Administration refused to put a drug on the market because in the clinical trial, the people who took the sugar pill got just as many people who, 7 out of 10 people who took the sugar pill got healthy. 7 out of 10 people who took the actual medicine got healthy. So the FDA said, we can't put that out on the market because we don't know if it works. That's how strong placebo is in terms of your drugs coming out, your over-the-counter, prescription drugs coming out on the market and what they used to have to go through, if they still do, from the FDA. Your clinical trial has to have a placebo. And if the placebo group outperforms evenly with the group that actually took the medication, they won't allow you to put that drug out onto the market because you haven't proved it worked. You know what I mean? It has to beat the placebo group to get approved by the FDA. The people who took the sugar pill as happy as they can be. I mean, seven of them, the tumors went away. Seven of them recovered from COVID. But the seven of them who took the vaccine recovered from COVID, was immune to COVID, then that doesn't prove that the vaccine works. You have to outperform the placebo group, the sugar pill group, the people who believe they took the drug. And so now this has become a part of all clinical trials for drugs and things like that. And so what's going on, guys? I mean, what's going on with placebo? What do you think is going on? How is it you take a sugar pill and the tumors go away? Or you gain immunity? Or you're healthy again? What's the difference? What's going on? The title of this is, What Do You Believe? What you believe can heal you or kill you. The only constant in these trials and placebo groups after placebo groups is the word belief. You believed, and they say the hypodermic, the needle, the jab, the shot is more effective. Have you got the shot? They said the shot is more effective inducing the placebo effect in a human. I can give you a shot and tell you I'm giving you medicine, cure, or whatever. And if I got on a white coat and you're in a clinical environment and I hit that arm with that needle, that's going to hurt. You're pretty sure you're getting the shot of something that's going to heal you. No, it was sugar, a little sugar water. May have been water. You wouldn't know. People believe they got the medicine. 7 out of 10 people got healthy behind the sugar. What's going on, guys? How does that work? Were they just not sick in the first place? Did they just, what just happened? You didn't take no medicine, so why the tumors go away? Why come you healthy as the guy who took the medicine and you had sugar? What's going on, guys? We're going to talk about that when I get back, but you better watch what you believe, brother, sister. You better watch what you've been told and sold. It could kill you. Or it could heal you. I guess. Testing, testing. Guys, I hope I'm coming through okay. I just had a little glitch in my radio show's connection there. And so, I'm back. Hopefully, we're coming across okay. I'll check it out in a minute. Today, our conversation is about what we believe. And in case you didn't think, it matters. In case you didn't think it matters all that much, in case you think everybody else believes what you believe, in case you haven't examined your belief system recently. We're saying tonight, maybe it is time you check out your belief system, because it turns out, guys, that your beliefs can heal you. Your beliefs can make your life you healthy, in other words. Your belief can make you healthy. And there are those who believe it can make you wealthy and wise and happy and free. On the other hand, there are beliefs that can kill you. Dead. There are beliefs that can make you sick, ill, weak, depressed, and unsuccessful in every venture, every endeavor you venture into. Your beliefs seems to be important, so important that the medical industry would like to get rid of. Now, I didn't tell you guys this last time, is that I told you, because I teach a foreign language, I was able to do some research on placebo outside of the U.S. Now, that hadn't been translated, I guess, but that's okay. But my research into the research into my research into the United States research that we know of into placebo found a few conferences on placebo held right here in the U.S. Now, check this out. The conferences were attended by doctors, of course, medical people, medical professionals, and drug companies, and their representatives, that is. Why was the drug companies at this? Well, drug companies used placebo in their trials. So, of course, they were at this conference on placebo in the United States. Now, the conference was actually on, had the title, the conference was actually on the ethics. The conference of these pharmaceutical companies and these medical associations and individual doctors were on the ethics of placebo. You see, the pharmaceutical companies want to remove placebo from the from its necessity or its requirement in doing clinical trials. They'd rather have the control group and the group that doesn't take anything and just leave out the placebo group. We don't need that. That would make passing a drug a lot easier. You wouldn't have the problem with the people taking the sugar pill getting just as healthy as the people who took the drug. You wouldn't have that issue anymore if we could just get rid of the placebo trial. That's what this conference is all about, guys. And because of what called ethics of placebo, the doctors who were there for, on behalf of the pharmaceutical companies said that this placebo practice destroys the doctor-patient trust. We are destroying the doctor-patient trust and relationship when we lie to them, when we fool them, when we trick them by giving them a sugar pill instead of the actual medication. Is that ethical? Was the reason this trial, this conference I'm referring to, held in the United States by U.S. pharmaceutical companies and U.S. medical associations and U.S. medical doctors, they're meeting on placebo, on how placebo is working. Why is it working? How can it be expanded or whatever? Instead, they're working on how to get rid of the placebo trial. The drug companies would like to put an end to having to add a placebo group in their clinical trials. Right? It is very, it's just annoying. It's just annoying. They're not taking the medication. We're testing a new, here's a drug company. wants to put out this new medication and need the federal government to approve it. They're not putting out sugar pills, so why even bother with a sugar pill? If we're not giving the person the real medicine, why even waste the person's time? Let's just stick with the people we give the pill to and we don't, and we see the progress and see if the pill is working. We win 90% of the time when we do that. The pharmaceutical companies, was, I'm sure, says or thinks or believes. However, the placebo group gets just as healthy as the people who took the pill, and the pharmaceutical companies can't put the drug on the market because the Federal Drug Administration can't say that the thing actually works. Just as many people who took sugar thinking they was taking a drug got healthy as the people who actually took the drug, that we won't allow that out on the market because you can't prove it's doing anything. And so I had to go outside to find people who were seriously looking into placebo in Europe and in Central and South America. And then, and that's where I ran into the nocebo. They've gone on to work with placebo to the point where they've coined the term nocebo, which means just like your beliefs can heal you, they found that some illnesses and sicknesses are caused by nocebo. So the cure for nocebo may be placebo. and the underlying truth of it all, the underlying principle of it all is belief. Either you believe you're dying. If somebody told you, it ought to be against the law, but if it's not, well, I don't know. You tell me. If somebody in a white suit in a white jacket, if a doctor told you, your doctor that you trust, to go home and get your affairs together, because we don't see you living past 6 months, and we recommend you begin now getting your affairs together. And so you leave that doctor's office, the doctor you've seen forever or whatever, or that you trust or whatever, has told you you have 6 months to live. Now, this is an actual experience this is somebody I know who actually experienced this. After that six-month period, this was a female, after that six-month period and she was still alive, she held a party, a big party, and invited friends and relatives and everybody. She's still alive. She beat the six-month deadline that they had given her to be dead. And I asked her about it, and she says, yeah, the doctor told me, I'm sorry, there's no longer anything we can do for you. We suggest you get your affairs together because you probably only have about 6 months to live before the disease takes you over or whatever. 7 months later, she threw a party. Not before that month was out, she got a call from her doctor. I heard that you were still alive, and I just had to give you a call. I need to see you right away. You know what she told the doctor? No, I don't need to see you. Because the last time I saw you, you told me there was nothing you could do for me to go home and get my affairs together, because I had 6 months to live. I'm going on month 8 now, and I don't think I need to see you. I think I'm doing just fine. So he lost the patient. However, there may have been others who have just went home, got their affairs together, and laid down and died. We don't know. She didn't believe them. Maybe others do. When you tell them that, I don't know. Maybe there's a placebo effect, a nocebo effect, when somebody tells you you're dying. Guys, what do you believe? If you don't think belief is important, I'm telling you tonight, maybe you need to examine your BS, your belief system. I'll be right back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every weekday night, Monday through Friday. And we look at all of the issues that affect our life, but we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. And tonight, we're talking about something seriously changed, life-changing. And that's all revolution is, change. So we're talking about something serious, life-changing, what we believe in, our beliefs. It turns out that in the medical field, they know that your beliefs can heal you. They call it placebo. I want you to look it up, because there's also something others who've done more research have figured out, that there's something called nocebo. Your beliefs can kill you. They found that your beliefs can make you healthy. They found that what you believe can make you sick. And I would take that even farther. What you believe can make you healthy. What you believe can make you wealthy. That's a mindset too, you know. What you can believe can make you happy, prosperous, abundant. What you believe can leave you broke, busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted. What you believe can kill you, make you sick, make you depressed, and make you fail in life and your endeavors, take you down through there. I'm doing a show tonight on belief because I think it's the most important thing you can start changing to change your life, to straighten your life out, to deal with the issues in your life. Let me put it that way. If you want to know if your belief system, listen, guys. Listen, I want you to examine your belief system at this date, right now. Why? Think about it. People been telling you what to believe since you were a child. Preachers, parents, preachers, teachers, friends and relatives, you know, uncles. People been telling you what to believe since you were a baby. Since you were in elementary school, then high school. People have been telling you what to believe ever since you sat down in front of a TV and watched a TV series or a movie that had a theme or a moral to it. The good guys always win or whatever. People have been telling you what to believe since you were a child. Do you think you truly ever had an original thought? Come on now. People have been telling you what to think and how to think since we were children. So it ain't all, thinking ain't even all it's cracked up to be. Garbage in, garbage out. Maybe it's time to examine what you've been told and sold. At this date, to this time, to this date, maybe you should examine that if your life ain't going so good. If you're sick, your beliefs, they call it nocebo. if you're healthy, your belief did it. It's called it placebo. In the scientific world, in the medical world, they have names for things that make you sick. I got one name for it. It's called belief. Look around you. Just look around you now. Check yourself out now, your body. How do you feel? Blame it on your beliefs. You know if you're practicing nocebo or placebo. In that sense, just by looking around you. If you're happy and healthy, good. placebo. Keep it up. Keep believing and being happy and healthy. It works. In the clinical trials, it works. But 7 out of 10, you're going to be happy and healthy, it seems. The tumors go away. Even though you just took a sugar pill, you believe this doctor so much that you get healthier than the guys, you get just as healthy as the guys, the folks who took the pill. What's going on, guy? Ain't nothing going on but belief going on. That's how powerful belief is. If you don't believe that, maybe you better examine your belief systems. Because what you believe, you perceive, baby. That's what you see out in front of you. I know what you believe by looking at you, your environment. If you're sick, ill, and depressed, if you're angry, if this world ain't giving you what you want, and you're looking around and you don't like what you see and you wish you could get out of it and nothing's working and all that, check what you believe in, baby. Maybe you need to examine what you believe, because people have been telling you what to believe since you were a child. Maybe you ought to stop and say, wait a minute, let me take another look at this thing. Are these beliefs serving me? How do you know if a belief you believed in all your life or you've just adopted, whatever, how do you know if these beliefs are serving you? Look around you. That's all. If you're healthy, wealthy, and wise and having a good time, then your belief is serving you. If you're sick, broke, busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted, your belief ain't serving you, baby. It ain't. Time to examine. Maybe it's time to examine what you believe. Because that's what they say. What you believe, you perceive. People have been telling you what to think since you were a child. A lot of that stuff stuck. Have you ever had an original thought? Come on now. Are you regurgitating something you saw on TV? I read in a book. Or your parents told you, or a preacher told you, or your teacher told you, or MK Ultra. They said they got something called MK Ultra where the government can actually tell you your thoughts, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Come out of your head, man. What you believe, you perceive. You want to know what you believe? I can tell you what you believe. All I got to do is look at your environment right now. Not the one you, not the front room, not the one you wear when you walk out the door. I ain't talking about that one. That you wear that one to fool the rest of us. To show, well, for our benefit, for the outside world benefit. No, no, no. When you get home and shut that door, when ain't nobody around to please, look around. That's what you believe. If you want something different, guess what? You might have to change your belief system. I'm just saying. It's all BS, baby. Look like when it all boils down, it's all BS. Belief systems. That's my presentation for tonight, guys. We're moving into our call-in section. And so when I come back, I'm going to be opening up my chat room. And anybody who wants to comment on the subject tonight, it's going to be your time to shine. And then also, if you're looking at my site, you may have my phone number, but that call-in number is area code 319-527-6060. 319 is the area code. The number is 527-6060. If you want to come right on the line and talk, you dial that number, I'm going to bring you straight on. If you want to put something in my chat, I'll open the chat. I'm going to give you a little music, and when we come back, it's going to be call-in time. Be right back. ¶¶
It's awesome. It's so awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. And tonight we're talking about beliefs, guys. Just in case you might have missed it, we was talking about belief tonight. Not missed this session, but just in case you missed the importance of what the hell you believe and how it affects your everyday life. They tell me, in the medical arena, the drug companies and the pharmaceuticals and the whole medical industry tells me that what you believe can heal you. They call it a placebo effect. And they add it to every drug clinical trial, especially drugs that are coming out on the market that are prescription drugs. These pharmaceutical companies have to perform a clinical trial on a drug to see if it works on these subjects, these volunteer patients. One of those groups of patients have to be a placebo group. That is to say, let's fool one of these patients into believing they're taking the drug. We'll just give them a sugar pill that looks like the drug. We'll give them a shot. A shot is more effective in making you believe that you just took something. I want you guys, y'all don't hear me. Have you got the shot yet, guys? Have y'all lined everybody up for the shot? They tell me everybody can get the shot now. I'm sure they got shot clinics out there. So I'm sure they're ready. In England, they call it the jab. I'm sure they're trying to get everybody to get the jab. Have you got your jab yet? Anyway, so in the placebo effect, they found out that the needle, the hypodermic, gives the best convincing placebo effect. Because even if it's sugar water in that needle, if it's in a clinical setting, and they got medical stuff all around, and a medical professional is administering it, and that needle hit your arm, and that hurt, and they alcohol swab it, you're pretty sure you just took the medication. Well, I don't know, guys. I just heard a nurse say that she's had both shots of the AstraZeneca drug. It's a two-drug shot. She's had both shots. And after taking both shots, she got a test, and they're telling her she's come down with COVID-19. After taking the two shots. So I don't know, guys. I'm just saying. They've discovered that there's an effect called a placebo effect, where if you can make a person believe they're taking the real drug, turns out some of them will get just as healthy as the people who took the drug. In fact, they won't even let a pharmaceutical company put a drug on the market if, when they do the trial, 7 out of 10 placebo patients get better once taking the sugar, and 7 out of 10 of the patients who actually took the medication, the real drug, pharmaceutical drug for that condition, got healthy. The FDA says because the people who took the sugar got just as healthy as the people who took the drug, we can't put the drug on the market because we can't prove it's working. Well, what's going on with them people who took the sugar? Why are their tumors gone? Why are they walking around healthy? What happened to their disease? They didn't take any medication. They thought they did. That's why I did this presentation, guys, because I got a feeling you don't know how important what you believe is. So I just wanted to reiterate, what you believe can kill you. What you believe can heal you. The only constant in placebo trials, in medical trials and placebo trials, every time the placebo comes up, the only constant there is the word believe. They believe they were taking the right pill. Well, turns out there's something called nocebo. If you believe somebody put a spell on you that's for you to die, no doctor in the world can help you. Every doctor will say, we've done everything we can. We can't find anything wrong with him, but he's just withering away. Because he believed he got a spell put on him because, you know, he saw that he somehow he found out, but he believes he got a spell put on him. And he believed that spell was to kill him, for him to die. And no doctor in the world can save this man. He's dying. The only doctor that can save this man is a witch doctor. The only doctor who can save this man is someone who's into the same belief system. So another practitioner comes into the room, practice a reverse hex, a reverse spell to take the spell off of the man. And if it's convincing enough, if you spread enough blood around and make enough noise and to somebody who believes, you can walk out that hospital room and he can walk out that hospital room walking, healthy again. The spell was removed. At least he believes it was removed. Nothing was wrong with this guy. He was healthy as a horse. But he believed a spell was put on him. He was dying and nobody could help him. Except somebody in the same belief system who could undo a spell. Guys, what's going on here? It's all BS. It's all your belief system. That's what we're talking about tonight. I think it's important that you look out for what you believe. I told you people have been telling you what to believe since you were a child. You've been told and sold a belief system coming up, I'm sure. It may be time to examine our belief system because what we're finding out medically is that your beliefs can kill you. What we find out medically is your beliefs can make you sick. What we're finding out medically is your beliefs can make you depressed and poor and unsuccessful in your endeavors on a social level. What we're finding out is your beliefs can heal you. Your beliefs can make you healthy. Your beliefs can make you successful in life. We know there's a different mindset between the successful and the wealthy and the poor. They see different ceilings. They see different possibilities, different options. Somebody who picks up a gun to rob someone is out of options. Obviously, of all the options they have, that's the best they can think of. To get some money, that's the best they can think of. Nothing else works, right? I don't know. Somebody who sells themselves or others for money, oftentimes you will find out that they believe. It's a belief system that's the best they can do, or that's what they, of their choices, that's what, of their options, that's what they could do. And if you look at those options, they're not too cute. They're not too good anyway. So people build a ceiling, a limit around themselves, and they live within that limit. Oh, I can't do that. Or I hadn't even thought about that. And then there's some people, the sky's the limit. They think about everything. There is no limit. They try it. They step out there. And so it's all BS, man. Look around you. We ask you tonight, look around you if you want to know what you believe. Because what you believe, you perceive. What perceptions, what do you see around you right now? What do you feel? If it's healthy and happy, your belief system is carrying you. If you're successful, you're healthy, you're happy, you're doing what you love, you like what you see around you, you like the way your body feels right now, then you got a good belief system. It's sustaining you. But if you're hungry, homeless, hungry, in pain, if you're depressed, if you're unsuccessful, if you're sick, if you're dying, if you're thinking about ending your life, you're so depressed. Chalk it up to what you believe, that's all. Don't hurt yourself. Examine your belief system. They tell me, the doctors, scientists, now tell me that what you believe can heal you and what you believe can kill you. They call it placebo, and they call it nocebo, and they have scientific proof, and it's so scientific that every drug that comes out has to have a clinical trial that includes a placebo group. Why would they include a placebo group if that was just bullshit? If placebo is just happenstance and didn't really mean anything, why is it required in the medical field industry, especially drugs, that things go through a placebo effect? Because it works, or they wouldn't bother with it. What you believe can heal you, make you happy and successful in your life, and what you believe can kill you dead, make you sick, make you weak, make you a victim, make you depressed, make you hurt yourself, doubt yourself. If that's you, man, if things don't look good when you look around you, if it don't feel good, examine what you believe, baby. That's what tonight's all about. We ask you, it's all BS. You just need to examine your belief system. And you don't have to go any further than where you sit right now. How's it feel? However it is, it's attached to your beliefs. Where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it. Somewhere down the line, you've been told and sold that this is what life's all about. This is how it's done. How is it working for you? If it's good, great. Hang with that belief system. It's going to carry you places. But you don't like what you see, baby. You better watch what you believe. It's time to examine what you believe. That's all I'm saying. That's how you tell. I still got a little time for my call-in section. My chat room is still open, so people with comments can easily put something in my chat. This is your time to shine. My phone number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. It's your time to shine. Thank you. You listen to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. We're here every weekday night. Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, if you miss our presentations, all of our presentations end up being archived and put on the on-demand section of my page. And so if you'll scroll down my page, you should find an on-demand section which will have all of our previous shows here. So you can, in fact, this show here will be available, I think, an hour after this presentation ends. So you can always go back and listen to this show again and to previous shows. All you have to do is look it up by subject matter, because, man, we take on a lot of subjects, but we take on those we think affect our day-to-day lives, directly and indirectly. And tonight, we took on beliefs, BS. We took on beliefs and belief systems. We ask you to examine what you believe, because that's important. We ask you to examine what you believe by looking at the world around you right now, where you sit right now, how things are going right now, how you feel. That's what you believe. We talked about placebo and nocebo. We found out that doctors believe that you can make yourself healthy, but also you can make yourself sick. You can heal yourself, and you can kill yourself. And what's the constant between the two? Something called belief. Yeah. And placebo, the patient believed they took the medicine, but the doctor slipped a sugar pill on them instead of the real medicine. But they still thought they took the medicine. And they got healthy. Their disease went away. The tumors disappeared. They're gone home now. Healed. I told you I would watch this video where 5 years later, this doctor meets with three or four of his patients that are all healed and living a great life, and I mean a healthy life. And he meets with them in a park, and he explains to each one of them, I did nothing. I gave you a sugar pill. I gave you an artificial surgery. I had you watch a monitor that I slipped a DVD in while you weren't watching. So you were actually watching a DVD of surgery, not real surgery. But doctor, I've never been healthier in my life. From a sugar pill, you heal yourself. That's what's going on. Your beliefs, you believed you had surgery. You believed hard enough in this environment around doctors and operating rooms that you were having surgery. I even cut you up and closed you up. But I didn't do anything inside. One of the patients couldn't believe it. Told her, you better go back and check your facts, because I never felt better. I was in the depths of depression when I met you, when you gave me those pills. He said, no, they were sugar pills. 5 years later, she's living a happy life. She was almost ready to kill herself. Anyway, so placebo works, guys. What you believe can heal you, it can kill you. What you believe can heal you, it can make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. It can make you happy. It can make you successful in life. The whole thing about the way the rich think and the poor think, what you believe can make you, can not only kill you, but it can make you sick. It can make you depressed. It can make you broke, poor, and keep you that way. That whole thing about the rich and poor mindsets. That's real. What you believe you can get away with, that you can do, that the height you can reach. Since nobody ever told you you could get even higher, you can only, you only work within what you believe, the heights you believe you can reach based on what you've been told and sold. My goodness, I have a caller. Hang on just a minute, guys. Let me shut up just a minute and bring my caller in here. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. This is Gary. You're on the air. You're listening to the show?
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
All right.
Great topic tonight.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Patrick. How are you?
All right, Patrick. Just fine. What do you think about this placebo effect? I mean, what do you think about this power of belief that's going on out there?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's real. I mean, there's been studies, and they found that it's real. And any hypnotist, you know, we've seen people hypnotize, and we've seen what they've been able to make them believe.
That's right.
So the evidence is
suggestion.
There. Yes, yes. I mean, I've seen it, you know, it's been years ago when I was in school, but it was kind of a entertainment thing. But I saw it, and I saw them make people that I knew do things I know they would never have done, feel cold and too hot and all that kind of stuff. You've seen those. So, I mean, we know that it's real. I guess if we look in the current context of things, so can somebody really bring enough fear into a group of people to make them believe that they're going to get sick, or they may get sick, and then start causing people to get sick? That's the question.
I think the answer is right there. If they can, their job is that, and they, if that's their goal, to make people think they're sick, then their job is to put on a show, if you will, just like in the clinical trials, to make you think you're sick. Now keep this in mind. In a clinical trial, now we might be in a big clinical trial, because in a double-blind clinical trial, the guys who are hired, the nurses' assistants or the assistants and the medical assistants who are administering the drug to the subjects, and the subjects are both blind to which needle got the placebo in it. And so you can have nurses and doctors and people all over who are double blind. Only the drug company that send that little vial out to you actually knows what's in there. Everybody else is participating in a double blind.
Right, and it's very interesting.
Go ahead.
No, it's very interesting because this is what has been taught, you know, before, especially as our people, before we came to this land. This is part of a more traditional belief system, only they, you know, we just use different terms to describe it. So when you talk about conjuring up something that wasn't previously there, it's the same thing. If you believe it strongly enough, or if a group of people believe it strongly enough, you might be able to bring it up into being.
If,
right?
Yes. I mean,
so
if I bring you into a dark room or a big room, and I got the incense, I got the candles, I snap the head off a chicken, throw some blood around, something going on. And so if I got you, and if you believe this, all this is true, and if somebody said from that tradition say that you've been hexed, or somebody put a worked some kind of magic on you, a spell on you, you can fall ill. And nobody can, there are cases where people who believe this have fallen ill and no doctor could help them. It could only be reversed by someone else in the same tradition.
Right.
It was all, and I said it's all BS. It's all belief system.
Yeah. It's all belief system. So that's what I'm wondering, what we're currently experiencing, are they getting us to actually manifest something that wasn't previously there just based on fear? I mean, look at what they're doing on TV. I don't watch TV, but, when this whole thing first kicked off, I had to tell my, I had to tell my dad, get away from the TV set, because he would sit there, as a lot of older people do, and they would just watch this stuff 24/7. And it would just bring fear and anxiety. And he had to go to the hospital for something while this thing was going on. And he was convinced that this was it. He was talking to me, this is it. I know what this is probably is. And, I have my will. So much so that I had to call the nurse on duty, and I said to say, what's going on? What's going on? I was really concerned. And she was like, well, we're just running some tests.
Right.
I was like, well, he thinks he's about ready to kick the bucket. She started laughing. She was like, no, he's fine. Like, but he was so convinced. He had watched so much TV around the clock about this whole condition of his health situation or whatever that's going on out here.
Yeah.
That he truly believed now, that this was it, based on everything that he saw on TV.
Yeah. Now, scientifically, we all know that stress can kill.
Yes.
And so if you believe that the worst is about to happen, then of course your body goes, that's a lot of stress. And so, even your thoughts of your problems, your bills, all that kind of stuff, or your health can stress you out. And that lowers your immune system right there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Between the stress, between the propaganda. Maybe we believe, maybe that's enough. Right?
These aren't original thoughts, though. This didn't come from his original thought. It was implanted into his subconscious.
Watching
that TV.
Yeah, there's subconscious love patterns. So all you have to do is repeat repetition. All of a sudden, it locks itself in. After a couple of times, your subconscious say, I got this. I'm going to keep playing this over and over again. And so they repeat that on TV every day. The number of deaths and who's dying and who is not. And then I don't know. It's just, you have to ask the question, what you believe, what you allow yourself to believe.
Yeah, and I think they may have gotten, intentionally or not, they may have gotten us collectively to conjure up the situation because we believe it so strongly. They may have gotten us to conjure this all up, meaning to create a situation where people are just running around thinking they're sick, just like my dad did. He thought it was it. I mean, all they had to do was come back with a some kind of test that said, yeah, you got it. And he may not have made it out there, out of there. He believed it so strongly. But when she told him, she was like, look, you're fine. We just got to run some tests. We got to do this. Because he's had, you know, like heart surgery before.
Yeah,
he kinda
when the truth came.
Better. Right?
Exactly.
But when
he found out the truth.
Right. And if she would have came back and said, well, we have a test and you actually have this thing, imagine what that would have done to, you know, what his mind would have done to his body at that point. Because he already thought
like
he was out,
already
out of there. There was no test. Yeah. He's pulling a Fred Sanford on me.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey.
Yeah. Anytime now. And then the hospital, if a doctor tells you that you're sick, then that just puts a stamp on it right there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just got the approval from the guy in the white coat.
Exactly. So,
now,
are you being irresponsible for not wearing a mask, or are you just not allowing, not agreeing with it, all of this stuff? You're not letting that agreement, you're not letting that stuff find any agreement within you, right? I don't know.
Right. Now, I wear a pair of pants when I go out the house, so I might wear a mask to be socially acceptable, or I'm going into an establishment that requires me to wear a mask. I can wear a mask for a lot of reasons. I can wear a mask to rob a, you know, whatever. So I can wear a mask. It doesn't mean that I'm wearing the mask that I'm buying in. I mean, but I don't know. Other people might get the idea that I'm buying in. That's up to them. That's their perception.
Right.
What they believe they perceive. And so, but yeah, you might see me wearing a mask, but my reasons for wearing a mask might not be yours. My reason for wearing a mask just might be able so I can negotiate the system and take care of my business and get back home.
Right. I mean, I've even seen people with masks on in their own car. But when they're driving a car by themselves,
with the windows
they have a mask on. I was like, this is the, like,
Now, here's the problem.
I'm like, wow.
Here's the problem. If they got COVID,
incredible.
If they got COVID, it's in the mask now. Because they're breathing in the car, they're breathing in the mask.
Right.
And so they're constantly wearing this mask. If they can still be infectious, then certainly they're breathing into this mask. This mask is hot.
Right.
They better roll down and witness something.
Yeah.
Well,
so
check this out.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical companies. See, I'm one for natural immunity. And the pharmaceutical companies have assured you that the goal of the vaccine, the goal of most vaccines, is to achieve immunity to a particular pathogen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I had measles, mumps, and all that stuff, and we got our shots, and we didn't have to go back and get any more. And then I wonder, every season, even before COVID, we had a flu shot. We had a flu season. And they would encourage you to take your kids down and get them a shot. And I would wonder then, does these shots only last, you know, is it like automobiles, 12,000 miles in one full year? Then we got to go back and get another shot. So I wanted to ask which flu shot we were getting. All they said was flu shot, get your flu shot. But they never described whether we were getting bird flu, Spanish flu, what? Anyway, so it was always curious to me how this immunity had to be redone every year. Then I'm not immune if the thing wears out every 12 months. But they told me, well, there's variants out there, so we had to keep getting you shots. And I said, so which flu, you know? And so they can't explain that to me. Now they tell me that the COVID vaccine may require booster shots. I think somebody's selling vaccines big time to this nation and individuals, and they finna make a lot of money. Not only are they selling flu shot vaccines like they were doing before COVID, they got shot clinics in my town. I never heard of a shot clinic when I came up. Well, you can just drive through and get a hypodermic stuck in your arm. They got shot clinics. And so they're loving giving shots. My school buys pharmaceutical vials of vaccine. The universities and others are required to have these shots. And so these people selling vaccine. They were doing it before COVID, and they're going to be doing it after. And so maybe it's all arranged. I don't know. But you can bet the people who are making out is going to be pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, absolutely. They, you know, it's interesting because they call it a vaccine, but they say that there's no COVID in it. Now, with a vaccine, you have a little bit of the virus in there so that your body can make antibodies to fight it, right?
No.
To become immune to it.
Not anymore.
Or?
Not anymore. This new experimental vaccine is an mRNA vaccine. That means that it's
right.
They open up the virus and they took some genes out the virus and they made the vaccines from the virus's RNA. You know, we got DNA and RNA. The virus only got RNA
right.
in its gene in its chromosomes. So instead, but in the past, you're right. In the past, you used to get a weakened or dead form of the virus. Then it was up to you and your body. Go ahead.
So does that mean that did they change the definition of what a vaccine is? Or does this meet the definition of what a vaccine is? I mean, that's a good question. Because I know
the idea is that
at one point there was a strict definition, right?
They believe it's safer than giving you the actual, they sell it as being safer, achieving the same purpose, but being safer than giving you the actual virus. They just take some DNA, some RNA from the virus and make the vaccine from that and inject that into you.
Right. So that's safer.
And so this is going down on the genetic level.
Right. So it's supposed to be safer for you, even though it's never went through full clinical trials and has not been approved by the FDA. But it's supposed to be safer.
Well, you know, it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic, so we're cutting corners. We're cutting red tape. We're giving them carte blanche. We're letting them skip steps. We're also making them indemnified. We're also making sure no one can bring lawsuits against them, even if something goes wrong. Check that out.
And there's some things that are going wrong at this point. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you hear what's been going on, but man.
Blood clots.
Crazy. Yep.
Did you hear the nurse that said she's had both shots from the AstraZeneca? And after having both shots, she now has COVID. Last time she tested, she tested positive for COVID. That's right. After two shots. And she's a nurse.
Yeah. Yep.
She was one of the first to get it.
This whole thing is just, you know. Did you see
you
Dr.
Believe?
Fauci in Congress? I think this happened yesterday or today. And they were asking him questions. And one of the congressmen grilled him and said, I have a chart here that shows the states that are open and the states that are closed. Can you explain to me why all the states that are closed have numbers that are off the chart and the states that are wide open, numbers have gone down drastically? And he couldn't answer the question. He started saying he couldn't hear. He couldn't see the chart. He couldn't answer the question. He didn't know.
Well, you know, you would, for all intents and purposes, you would think the open states would be rapid, would have COVID all over the place. They'd tear down the hospitals, getting in there. But that's not the case.
And if that's not the case, nope.
I don't think.
Not the
case. I don't know. Texas?
No, it's okay. Not. They have the he had the numbers. He had all the numbers there.
Okay.
And on this chart, I can't remember what all the I can't remember the exact numbers, but he was just running them off on this chart and just said, like, you know, how is Michigan? I mean, off the chart, and right next door in Wisconsin, where they're not too far away in Wisconsin, where they're wide open, they're kind of open, they have everything
right.
open, and Wisconsin numbers are low, and Michigan's are going through the roof. How is this possible?
Mm.
And he talks about Texas and Florida, too. And Fauci couldn't ask.
Yeah, but
he didn't know.
I saw that mayor from Michigan crying about, well, being upset about the fact that they weren't getting enough support. They was overwhelmed. Well, I will tell you this, and we're running out of time, man. I got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay, I'll tell you this. I did this presentation for everybody to examine what they believe, and now with this COVID thing and everything else, I think it's really more important than anything else that we take some time to examine with things that we've been told and sold sometimes all our lives. And maybe we might have to change our belief system. We might have to change what we believe from what we thought. I mean, this is really a different time now, it seems, in terms of people waking up, if you go for the woke stuff. But a lot of stuff is being revealed now. Some of the things that we've gone along with, you know, because our TV rolls at 60 cycles a second, we believe it's standing still and it's not. Well, some of them things are slowing down enough where we can see that there's glitches in the matrix. You know, we can see this thing don't hold together. And so hopefully people will start to examine what we've been taught all our lives from teachers and preachers and parents and all TV movies. And we'll see what things are really like out here and adopt a belief that that empowers us versus make us victims. I thank you for calling in, Patrick. I appreciate you, man. And I'll be here tomorrow night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm not sure what the subject is going to be. It's always going to be interesting, hopefully. And perhaps you'll join us tomorrow. We'll be here.
I'll definitely try. Great, 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 great topic. And a great show. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, my man. Good night. All right. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. We just got through talking about your life, if you don't believe it. This caller put COVID on the spotlight. And it looked like we were in a double-blind experiment. The people administering the drug doesn't know which is the placebo. And the people taking the drug doesn't know which is the placebo. I thank y'all for joining in tonight. We know it's all BS. We know it's all belief systems. We know your beliefs can heal you or kill you. So examine what you believe. Check what you don't fail for. And we'll see you tomorrow between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And you can always catch our archives, our shows on our on-demand section. You can also click that little follow button up in the upper right-hand corner so you can get a heads up on what the shows are going to be about. See you tomorrow at 7. You take care of yourself. I'm going to give you a little music. And I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Awesome. Just a little. Yeah. Alles, was ich kann.